it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
What was last week's challenge?
Yeah, it came from listener Scott Weiss of Walkersville, Maryland. I said, think of a familiar three-word name of something. The first word in that name is a number. Let's call that number X. The last X letters of the second word of the name are a French translation of the third word. What's the name? And the name is Three Mile Island, starts with three. The last three letters of mile are I-L-E, and that's French for island, which is the third word.
We received just over 200 correct responses, so a tough one this week. And the winner is Anita Charles from Auburn, Maine. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
How did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, it was quite serendipitous. I was traveling a bit of a distance and was in my car listening to the program, and I heard the puzzle. So I started to just brainstorm some phrases, three-legged race, four-sided figure. And in that moment, literally within a couple of minutes, I looked up and my GPS to find out when my next turn would be. And my GPS said 3MI, and I read it as 3 mile. And I instantly, my brain said 3 mile island. So I guess you could say that my GPS gave me the answer.
I like that story. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I listen off and on. I have for years. But I have never submitted a response before.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
This is great. I'm glad that this is your first time. All right. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Okay. Take it away, Will.
All right, Anita. The theme of today's puzzle is lost IDs. I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word has the consecutive letters ID somewhere in it. Drop the idea, and what's left will spell a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said opposite of narrowest and direction for sunsets, you would say widest and west.
Okay.
Here's number one, end of the work week and a disorderly fight. End of the work week has ID somewhere in it.
Okay. Friday and fray.
You got it. And I know that's not true for you, Lulu. Friday's
not,
midweek for you.
It is.
But for most people.
It is.
For most people. Here's your next one. A box for cigars and jokes and such.
Jokes and such.
That's in five letters. Comedy. Whatever makes you laugh.
And the box for cigars, you keep them moist.
Yeah. Humidor.
That's
is that it?
That's
and
it.
Humor?
Humidor and humor. Good. Partition, and one jumping in a pool.
Oh, divider and diver.
Diver is good. Mints that are said to be curiously strong, and voices below sopranos.
Altoids and alto.
That's it. Here's your next one. Mishap on the highway, and stress.
Accident and accent.
That's it. A chief executive and a gift.
President and present.
Nice. The capital of Rhode Island and southeastern France.
Okay. Let's see. Southeastern France. Capital of Rhode Island is Providence and Provence.
Provence. Good. And here's your last one. To frighten or overawe. And the second one, clue is very close as a friend.
Very close as a friend.
And let's say you don't want someone to do something. You frighten them. You overawe them. You blank them. Starts with an I.
People say I can be like this sometimes.
Intimidate. Intimidate. Okay, so intimate.
Intimate. Good job.
Good job. You did great. How do you feel?
I feel great. Thank you very much. That was fun.
You did a really, really good job. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Anita, which member station do you listen to?
I listen to WMEA out of Portland, Maine.
Anita Charles of Auburn, Maine, thank you so much for playing the puzzle and enjoy your summer.
Thank you very much. You too.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, it comes from listener Chad Graham of St. Louis. Name a well-known restaurant chain. Rearrange its letters to name a large area in the United States. And this area has a two-word name. What is it? So again, a well-known restaurant chain. It's seen all across the country. Rearrange its letters to name a large area in the United States with a two-word name. What area is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 11th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.